Can you walk us through what it would be like as a horse owner to bring your horse in, say that they're showing some neurologic signs that you're not so sure about, you think they're colicking, we bring them into the emergency clinic. What can I expect from that visit? How will the diagnosis and treatment progress during our time at the hospital?
Yes. So it's unfortunately a really scary thing for an owner to have to bring a horse into the hospital. That's never a good thing, unfortunately. I'll give you sort of two scenarios. So one with the horse standing and one with the horse down. So if you suspect that your horse has botulism and your vet came out and saw the horse on the farm and they're worried that he or she has botulism and they send them into the hospital, basically what would happen is we would put the horse in a stall. We usually try to put them in a nice quiet stall, a padded stall, so they have some sort of cushioning if they do want to lay down. We usually put an IV catheter into them, and then we move fairly quickly because we're trying to get the antitoxin into them as quickly as possible because, again, it binds the circulating toxin, so you want to get that circulating toxin within the horse bound as quickly as possible so that you can try to minimize how severely affected they get. And then at that point, it's really just kind of depends on what the horse does. So in the initial period, we try to keep the horse nice and quiet. We try to let the horse, rest if it wants to, but if he wants to lay down, that's okay. If he wants to stand up, that's okay. And then it's a matter of supportive care. So oftentimes we end up putting them on some IV fluids for a little bit. We end up tubing them with nutrition to sort of keep them hydrated and keep their nutrition up. And then, depends again on how severely affected they are, but they're usually in the hospital for at least a couple of days to a couple of weeks. Versus a horse that's coming in that's unable to stand. Those horses we end up putting on a sled system, and we actually, sled them into the stall. Same thing, we put an IV catheter into them, we give them the antitoxin. Some of those horses we end up having to put into a sling to sort of help pick them up because, again, horses are quite big. We don't want them to be down for too long. And then it's the same supportive care thing. So, nutrition and IV fluids and that sort of thing. And if a horse is down, again, their chance of survival is lower. And if they do survive, you're looking at a longer period of time that they're going to be in the hospital.
And so once the horse is in treatment, what are the signs that it is going to recover versus it's a failed recovery?
Yeah, if a horse is unable to stand, then that quickly becomes a big concern. The other thing that can happen is if they continue to progress in their signs, the toxin causes paralysis. So it basically the toxin doesn't allow release of a neurotransmitter that allows your muscles to do their basic functions, so movement, standing, anything like that. But the other thing that it can do is it can affect your respiratory muscles. So it can affect the horse's ability to breathe. And if a horse gets to that point where it's unable to breathe, then because it's unable to move its chest to expand its lungs, then that quickly becomes a big concern. In foals, we certainly have foals that are unable to breathe, and we end up putting them on ventilators. But in adult horses, that that's quite expensive, and most people choose not to do it. As far as things that make us, start to feel hopeful is if a horse stays standing, a horse that slowly starts to get stronger, and I emphasize slowly because it does take a long time because, again, those nerves have to sort of, they have to grow new nerves, basically, and that takes time. But over time, as the horse stays standing and starts to get stronger, and then probably, one of the earliest signs that we'll see is a horse that was unable to eat is now able to eat, then that's a really encouraging sign.